Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 2. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order according to this Bible put together by theologians. This unique Bible allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Genesis chapter 2 verses 4 through 25. Now this is a Bible. This is a 1 year chronological Bible, so we're supposed to be reading more chapters, but it's going to turn out to be 3 or 4 years on this journey, and so I hope that you enjoy this journey, because right now we're just going to basically be reading one chapter a day. We're going to go slower this year, and that's okay, because the Word of God is so powerful. Like I told you earlier, and I don't know if I told you this, I was praying it, but I saw something new in the Word of God just from the few verses we read yesterday. And so we're going to take our time and read the chronological Bible. Verse 4. By the way, let's pray first. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word in any format that you want us to read it. We just humbly pray that you grant us your grace, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your holy word. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to share it with others. Help us to obey it. Help us to respect it and to show reverence for it. And help us to preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, by the power of your Holy Ghost. Amen. Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 25. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is delium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is, it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for your holy word. Have it to sink deeply into our hearts and minds, souls and spirits. For Lord, you have made it very clear to us that the proof of our love is that if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. What good is it for people to read your holy word but have no mind to obey it? and to honor you from it, because of it, to give you thanks and praise, and to follow your principles, your statutes, your laws, your emphasis throughout the Holy Scriptures, that we need to repent and we need to turn from our wicked ways. And most of all, we are to be saved by believing in your Holy Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, Holy Father God, help us to believe in you, fear you, love you back, and obey you, for those of us who are saved. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. Through the power of your holy word and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, while I was praying, God led me to quote from his word the most loving, most powerful, most wonderful words ever known to mankind in the history of the world. For God so loved the world. That means that God loves you, even though you are a sinner. Even though I am a sinner, God still loves us. For God so loved the world. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have done evil in his sight, whether you agree with that or not. You've told lies before. You may have stolen some paper clips from the job. Maybe when you were a child, you stole some candy from the candy store. You have lusted in your heart and coveted in your heart people and things. Oftentimes, people and things that would not even be good for you. You have at times dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected your parents with rebelliousness and disobedience and with a nasty attitude and talking back and other such foolishness. At times you have dishonored God by taking his name in vain. You may not even know it, but words like gosh and golly are attempts to avoid taking God's name in vain, and you're still doing it. We have sinned against God, the Bible says. And because of our sin, the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. One day you will die. One day I will die. You know why? Because of sin. Sin in our nature and sin in our choices, our behavior. We sin by nature and by choice against God. No doubt you will sin today. You'll have an evil thought, a lustful thought, a lustful glance. While you're home on Thanksgiving visitation, vacation, somebody may ask you, is that your car? And you may lie and say it is when you know you rented it. We die because of sin. Breaking the Ten Commandments of God, and I just named five of them, and I'm sure you would agree you broke most of them, if not all of them. Our bodies, therefore, will be put into a grave one day. Yes, you've been to funerals, and you will go to your funeral. But not only that, if you die unsaved, if you die not knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior, your eternal soul, which will live on forever somewhere, will go to the saddest place in the universe, that awful place of torment called hell. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because Jesus Christ, who never lied, Jesus Christ, who is being honored today around the world, Jesus Christ, who will be honored by even lost heathen people, Buddhists, Muslims, and everybody in a few days, because he was born into the world. He's the only man who split time in half. Every day you write down the date, every day you look at the date on a calendar, you're honoring Jesus Christ, because he was such a powerful man, the Savior of the world, that even secular people had to recognize, you know what, we need to split time in half because of this man. Because he has changed the world so dramatically and impacted the world so powerfully, we must remember him. And now we have BC and AD because of Jesus Christ. Even the secularists who try to cover it up in universities today, they use the common error and all that foolishness, but they still giving Jesus Christ the glory. That's how powerful he is. The question is, do you know him on a personal basis? For as someone said, God is about the individual. Very much so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you even though you're a sinner, even though right now you're headed towards death and hell. But God has shown his love towards us. He has commended his love towards us even while we are yet sinners. He died for the ungodly. Oh, that's right. You're ungodly and I'm ungodly. I'm saved now, but I'm no better than you. I'm just a saved beggar telling other beggars where the bread is. That's all. We're all in the same boat. I'm just in the saved boat. You're in the sinking boat. And you need to get in the saved boat by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God sacrificed for you. The sacrificial Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, paid our sin debt, and took away the sin of the world. And all you have to, that's why he's so precious. That's why he is honored around the world. Walmart bows and closes because of this man named Jesus Christ, who had no place to lay his head, who was meek and lowly in mind, but he shook up the whole world, and the world has never gotten over him. But the question still remains, do you know him? Do you know him? Have you met him? Has anybody introduced him to you? Well, I'm doing that today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world. That means he loves you. If you are in this world, you're in this world, right? Well, God loves you. How can he love me? I'm so wicked and unclean, and I'm a prostitute, and I'm a whore, and I'm a whoremonger, and I'm a pimp, and I'm a homosexual, and I'm a transvestite, and I'm a lesbian, and I am a liar, and a thief, and a robber, and a murderer. How can God love me? Well, he does. I don't understand it all. I don't even know why he loves me, but he does. He saved my wretched soul. He reached down in the gutter and pulled me out of the muck and mire and saved my wretched soul. He can do the same for you. And there are millions around the world who will testify to that fact. You cannot deny, by the way. You need to believe on Christ, because there are millions of people right now who are smiling just like me, who will tell you they know him personally. He's not here right now, but he's here. We can't explain it, but he changed our lives. Yes. The greatest quarterback, one of the greatest quarterbacks in history. Just won a Super Bowl. He's a Christian. His fiance is a Christian. Christians are all throughout the NFL, NBA. They'll tell you in a heartbeat. They're millionaires. They have great power. They got commercial deals, but they love Jesus. And they'll tell you that quickly. Even on the football field, they point to him. After the Super Bowl win and after the college championship win, they'll give Jesus the praise. You need to get to know him. Yeah, there's too many people who know him and are excited about him, fired up and ready to go for him, and will die for him. I think you need to get to know him as your Savior, my dear friend. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you need to get to know him. Mm-hmm. He is someone special and will help you with any area of your life. Someone said they always, one preacher said he preaches a lot of subjects and many things, but he always, in fact it was Charles Spurgeon. He always, in fact my baby daughter found this last night, he always made a beeline to Jesus. Because he said if people would believe in Jesus, they'll have everything they need in life and in the life to come. The question remains, do you know him? Have you truly believed in him? For this verse says that whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in his sight, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, everybody, Blue Lives Matter, everybody can come to Jesus and be saved, no matter what your position is politically, otherwise. You must come to Jesus to be saved. There's no Democratic Jesus. There's no Republican Jesus. There's no Black Lives Jesus and no White Lives Jesus, but there is an All Lives Jesus. And all you have to do is believe in him. That whosoever believeth in him, glory be to God. The word believeth means to have faith in, to trust in. To rely on. To depend on. My dear friend, I urge you strongly, in this day of death and woe, believe in Jesus Christ right now. Don't play games. Don't worry about all the hypocrites in the church that you know about. All of the phonies and the fakes. If you let them stand between you and Jesus, then you're in a worse position than the hypocrite. He's closer to Jesus than you are. Don't go to hell over a hypocrite, over a lying, whorish preacher. They're hypocrites in every field of life, even in the church. Phonies. In politics. in other fields. So put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, just follow the instructions of Jesus. Jesus is not only preaching the gospel first and best, he is preaching the story of the gospel. He tells you where this gospel, this good news comes from. And if you believe in him, he was speaking of himself. Could it be, I don't know, that he was so humble and so meek and lowly in mind that he did not want to seem like he was bragging on himself, so he spoke in the third person about himself. That's how meek and lowly he was. I don't know if that's the reason why. I'm just thinking. But he's referring to himself, for God so loved the world, he's even God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He was speaking about himself there. That whosoever believeth in him, he's speaking about himself again, should not perish. If you believe in Christ, if you follow the simple instructions of Jesus Christ, he's not trying to be somebody, he is somebody. He's so humble, he doesn't even want you to think he's bragging on himself. Thus making this the most loving, most powerful, most beautiful, most wonderful words ever spoken on this earth. And that's why millions will bow to him in a few days, whether they're saved or lost. Even the Jews got to recognize them. The Muslims got to recognize them. Everybody got to bow down, and they're going to have to all suffer the consequences of stores not being open because of this man named Jesus. Who was so humble and so meek and lowly, he didn't want you to even think he was bragging on himself. He was talking about himself the whole time. I suggest strongly that you get to know him. I've known him for 40 years, over 40 years, and I wouldn't trade knowing him for anything in the world. That's a fact. He has blessed my life so much by being in my life. Just obey his simple instructions. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you will not perish in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Do you know him today? If not, why not? If not, why don't you get to know him today by believing in him, by just simply doing what he told you to do? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him in heaven. Glory be to God. What a deal. This is the greatest deal in the history of the world. Take it. Get your eternal life insurance policy squared away. I feel good right now, but I could be dead tonight. They said about an earlier plague, the black plague, they called it the bubonic plague. It was a nasty thing. They said you could be dancing in the morning and dead by noon. And that's the case today. So pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will come into your heart and save your soul. For the Bible says very clearly in Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 13, these are the verses that a young man showed me some 40 years ago in a dorm room in the Air Force. I had never seen them before. They changed my life, and they will change your life if you would believe in Christ today. That if you shall confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. No doubt about it, for whosoever, the word whosoever again, anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, rich or poor, educated, uneducated, in jail, out of jail, makes no difference, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. I say that because I heard being saved all my life, but I didn't know where you're being saved from. Being saved what? To wear long dresses? To be saved? Being saved what? You can't go to the bar anymore? I never, saved from what? Saved from the bar? Saved from the club? What are you talking about? I never knew it until I got saved December 19th, 1979. Went to church all my life. Never understood what people were being saved from. And I almost died twice. And if I had died before I got saved, December the 19th, 1979, I would be in hell today. God had mercy. And God is having mercy on you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Pray and ask him to save you. I'll lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Follow me in prayer. Holy Father God in heaven, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have indeed committed some of the sins that the preacher mentioned, if not all of them. And Lord, as you know, I have committed other sins as well. I am sorry for my sins. I understand that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins. Help me to change from the inside out. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book free of charge titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or whatever email is on your platform that you're watching or listening to, and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith and be the strong Christian disciple that God wants you to be. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop.